Hi.
The Republicans take the House by storm, but fell short in the Senate. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. I hope you went out and voted, whether it was early or whether it was late, making your vote count. It certainly did in some cases. The Republicans, by the way, captured governorships in at least 10 states. And as far as initiatives, getting stoned in California, the voters rejected the legalization of marijuana. Boy, it was called Prop 19, and initially it looked like there was a lot of momentum behind it and that perhaps, in fact, it would pass. But then there were a lot of substance abuse clinics and a lot of other people who came forward and talked about pot as a gateway drug and what the dangers would be of legalizing marijuana. And ultimately, the key thing is that it failed. So the idea was to get pot legalized, perhaps, in California and use it as a method of making money because you could tax it. But now it's not even part of the discussion, at least this time around, because it fell short, just like the Republicans did in their bid to control both chambers. As you can imagine, we have a lot of election results we want to talk about, and you can throw in your two cents. Are you surprised by the overall picture I just painted for you or not? I think in looking at what the scenarios were that were put out before us by, I think, so many who were prognosticating, the one that always was right on target was that the House would fall. If the Republicans didn't take the House, I would have been shocked. But to get the Senate was going to be tough, especially California was a must-win. And Carly Fiorina fell short of beating Barbara Boxer, the longtime senator and the most liberal senator, really, from California. So once that became official, it was pretty obvious that there weren't going to be other gains or enough gains there anyway. And maybe the big surprise for the Republicans might have been, because it really seemed like it was going to come down to a coin flip, and this was part of the reason why the Republicans didn't win the Senate, was what was going to happen in Nevada. So the Democrats narrowly held on, and partially it was because of Nevada, because the Senate Majority Leader survived a big challenge from the Tea Party grassroots candidate, the Republican Sharon Engel, but it didn't happen. So Reid's win, the Democratic wins in California, and of course West Virginia, kept the Republicans short of the 10-seat gain they needed there for the majority. So that did not happen. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky talked about his party's other gains, of course, though, in the House, and said tonight the voters ensured their message was heard loud and clear. Some who fell on the sword, or the voters' swords, were veteran Democratic Senators Russ Feingold of Wisconsin, Blanche Lincoln from Arkansas. Both lost their reelection bids. Republicans took open democratically held Senate seats in Illinois, Pennsylvania, North Dakota, and in Indiana. In Illinois, Republican Congressman Mark Kirk won a contest against the Democratic state treasurer for Obama's old seat. And part of what happened, I think, is the guy who was running against him had a lot of legal problems, and there were some allegations about the family-owned bank and whatnot. So that, I think, black eye was hard to overcome. Although Obama campaigned heavily for him, it didn't work out. So Tea Party folks won high-profile races in Florida and in Kentucky. Big ones, Rand Paul, the Kentucky win, and, of course, Ron Paul, his father, the congressman, longtime congressman from Texas, was there to congratulate his son. Marco Rubio from Florida also really, really slammed the Republican establishment, you remember last spring, by routing some of the favorites in the party primaries. And, hey, he sure enough, he jumped into the lead and he never looked back. Also in Utah, Mike Lee won easily after getting the Republican nomination back in March from Senator Bob Bennett. That was a shock. When that happened, he hung on and gets that seat. I don't think that was necessarily a surprise. I mentioned the fact that Lincoln, for example, Blanche Lincoln, fell to the Republican Representative John Boozman in Arkansas, where Obama lost by 20 percentage points 2 years ago, if you remember. So conservatives said Lincoln, who won her first two Senate elections comfortably, was just too close to, she was too close to Obama. And then liberals, she was caught in a firestorm there. Liberals thought she wasn't loyal enough. Republican Pat Toomey won a hard-fought race ultimately in the end because it didn't look like that was going to happen. I mean, this is just now official, beating Democrat Joe Sestak. The seat was held by, remember this crazy deal, Republican-turned-Democrat Arlen Specter, who Sestak beat in the primary. So these are just some of the election results. Another race that a lot of people were looking at, Christine O'Donnell, she was a Tea Party favorite. She lost to the Democrat Chris Coons in Delaware. And she was another one that had a big Republican primary win when she beat the longtime Congressman Mike Castle and then now went on to represent the Republican Party and lost to Coons. And there were a few other places where I think Tea Partiers were hoping for more Senate wins, especially in the West, Colorado. Ken Buck took on Michael Bennett. And then, of course, there was a three-way race in Alaska, and that was a crazy, crazy, I think, end to that one. And there were a few others, too. The Ohio Senate race, too. Rob Portman won that race, keeping a Republican in the seat that was vacant. He spent 12 years in the House starting in 93 and then went on to a couple of other things. So Portman defeated the Democratic Lieutenant Governor Lee Fisher. Now, Ohio is one of those states that Obama, of course, once thinking 2012, he campaigned heavily trying to help Lee Fisher, for example, so that didn't work out for him. And wherever you are, I'm sure there might have been some surprises, too. Easily winning re-election. And I just want to make sure everyone's up to date. I think it's worth hearing some of this since we talked about it so much on America Tonight. We're going to let you hear some of the sights and sounds coming up next on the show. But the people who won re-election as expected in Idaho, the Republican there, David Vitter, the Republican in Louisiana, Charles Grassley, the Republican in Iowa, John McCain in Arizona, Jim DeMint, rather, in South Carolina, Richard Shelby in Alabama, Tom Coburn in Oklahoma, these are all Republicans, Richard Burr in North Carolina, John Thune, of course, in South Dakota, and a couple of others to throw in. You had some Democrats as well, Patrick Leahy, Democrat Vermont, Charles Schumer, Democrat New York, Barbara Mikulski, Democrat Maryland, all winning re-election. Hang with us.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendabite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Hi, this is Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources, Precious Metals Brokers, and my phone number is 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then perhaps it's time for a change. You have the opportunity to make a change in November by voting, and the opportunity to make a change in your financial security today by calling me, Dwayne Daly. Get the stability and peace of mind that you deserve with gold and silver, a form of wealth protection for 5,000 years. As the inflation pinch becomes tighter and the dollar continues to devalue, while stocks remain iffy at best, stop the bleeding with precious metals. Metals will let you retain your purchasing power, protect your assets, and stop inflation the day you get in. I have many different ways to accomplish this, from metals for possession to IRA rollovers, tax-free, and everything in between. So if you would like to turn your scrambled nest egg into a souffle, call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237, extension 115. 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are ready for a change, please call Dwayne Daly.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. Fires are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
Like in the House, because the Republicans now have 234 seats to the 179 for the Democrats. So it's a landslide, so to speak. Although, my number when we were doing this prediction thing is it would be 240, and it's looking like my number is probably going to be on target, maybe 239, 240. Some of you were off the charts saying 280 or whatever, but regardless, the control of the House goes to the Republicans as we continue along in our election coverage here on America Tonight. And for the Senate, the Democrats have nailed it shut, definitely. A lot of the gains they thought they would get, the Republicans thought they would get in the West, they didn't. So I'll reemphasize this. 51-46 is how that broke down. 51-46. Now, I wanted you to hear some of the sights and sounds, I call it. I mean, of course, this is radio, so picture, if you will, some of these candidates standing tall, happy after hard-fought battles. Because you know what? To be, whether you're a Democrat, Republican, Independent, to be in politics anymore, you better have a thick skin like no other, I'm telling you. Rand Paul certainly was hit a few times during his run in the debates by Jack Conway, the Democratic challenger. He was nailed for a couple of things that he did when he was at Baylor University. Didn't seem to matter because overwhelmingly he won over the voters of Kentucky. He's their new senator. Here's what he had to say.
America can rise up and surmount these problems if we just get government out of our way.
Yeah, and in Kentucky, 52% of the voters said that his views were too extreme. But you know what? In the end, the libertarian-leaning ophthalmologist won on the back of the anti-President Obama sentiment in that state. And many of you listening to me in Kentucky know exactly what I'm talking about. People are concerned. They're concerned about the economy. Didn't like what happened with health care. And that certainly helped Rand Paul. We move from Kentucky to Delaware. There was a lot of speculation as to what was going to happen in Delaware. I think if you followed the polls, which we pounded into your heads when we were talking about what could happen, Christine O'Donnell captured the imagination of people, partially because some of the kooky comments she made on Bill Maher's previous show on ABC called Politically Incorrect. And she certainly spurred on a few Halloween costumes. But Chris Coons wins the Senate seat there in Delaware. Here was his acceptance speech.
All of you have asked whether I am tough enough to stand up to the interest in Washington, to stand up to our party if necessary, to stand up for Delaware. I pledge to you today I will.
Democrats held on to their Senate seats in California, West Virginia, Hawaii, Maryland, Delaware there. You just heard Chris Coons, New York. Also, Connecticut was one of those races where you had Linda McMahon, who spent a fortune. And, of course, WWE was her reputation as she helped run that business with her husband, Vince McMahon. And she certainly captured, I think, the imagination of some viewers who weren't so sure they wanted to go Democratic, but many of you listening to me in Connecticut liked Richard Blumenthal, and in the end it showed because he was the guy who won that Senate seat.
I have something money can't buy. I have you.
Yeah, and short and sweet, and that was it, because it was about the money in that race, no question about it. Jim DeMint, often very, very outspoken, and sometimes radioactive in his opinions, even some of his own people from his own party distancing themselves from him. He had no problem. Another win, another term in South Carolina. Here's a slice of Jim DeMint.
The president wants to work with us on what programs to cut, where we cut spending, how we reform Social Security and Medicare, then we want to work with him. But I'm not going to work with anyone who doesn't believe in the idea of limited government, and I'm afraid this president doesn't.
All right, sing it, limited government. Pat Toomey, that was a big race in Pennsylvania. And this one I thought was going to come down to, it was looking like it was going to come down to a coin flip, but it's, you know, Pennsylvania is a Democratic stronghold, but the Republican candidate Pat Toomey, who was projected to defeat Democrat Joe Sestak and beat longtime senator, of course. He beat longtime Senator Arlen Specter in that battle earlier this year. Boy, that flipped in a different direction. Here's Pat Toomey.
We're going to create jobs. We're going to reduce the debt and the deficits. And in the process, we are going to create a more promising future for our kids.
All right, a more promising future, one can only hope. I wonder how much cooperation there's going to be. For the Democrats in the West Coast, Senator Barbara Boxer, who had a pretty tight race against Carly Fiorina, the former ex-Hewlett-Packard chief executive, retained her seat. That's part of the reason why the Republicans didn't take over the Senate. So we have just scratched the surface. There are There's much more to talk about when it comes to the elections. I told you about Prop 19. That went down in flames, so to speak. The idea that marijuana would be legalized did not go over well. So with 10% of the votes counted, the no side had 56% of the vote. It was probably the highest profile of the 160 ballot measures that were decided in 37 states, because you had other measures like that dealt with abortion and tax cuts and health care reform. But that one got a lot of play. Of course it did, because Prop 19 would have given the authority to local governments to permit commercial pot cultivation. Then there would be the sale and the use of marijuana at licensed places. And then there was the idea that there would be tax for the state, because let's face it, California is certainly cash strapped, probably the most cash strapped of any of the states in the United States of America. And then the thought was it would dent the drug-related violence in Mexico by causing probably the pot prices to plummet and reduce marijuana arrests. But it doesn't matter, because it didn't happen. It wasn't, it's not going to be regulated, it's not going to be controlled or taxed. It's done for now anyway. You can guarantee it'll come back up again. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don. Don.
Hey, Eric. How are you, Kate?
All right. How are you doing, man?
Hey, we're still alive, you know, so America still exists.
Yes,
so,
there you go.
Hey, I got a question for you. That guy that went in over there in Delaware against that Obama girl, does that mean they all call him Poonbugs over there now in Delaware?
Does anybody what? Say that again?
Does that mean they call them coon bugs now over there in Delaware?
Yeah, you are brutal. It's just he just has an odd last name. He had an easy time of it. It was a piece of cake for him, because she got some of the vote, but not enough to challenge.
Hey, we had a guy running in, there was a guy running down there in Utah against Jim Mathis, and his last name was Philpot. And I was like, hey, dude, all you got to do is change your last name to Philpot, you know, and get at every 20-year-old in the state coming out to vote for you, right?
Yeah, what do they say? What's in a name? Branding.
What's in a name? There you are. So, anyway, okay, hey, listen, you know what? I got to vote today, and I got my ballot, and I was trying to walk away from the booth or from the table there, and wait a minute, I look back at those girls, and I said, you sure this is a ballot to vote on? And they're like, yeah. I says, I think this is the list for the top 10 FBI wanted list.
Okay. But I'm bump. You are funny tonight. There's a two-drink minimum here.
I'm sorry. They're all nothing but a bunch of crooks. They're probably all wanted by the FBI, right? I'm just kidding. So.
Of course.
Anyway, though, there was some blown opportunities. But, you know, you just kind of threw that bit in there by that senator, you know, that won it. And then he says, well, I'm not going to work with Obama. And I said, either way it goes, we're screwed, Kate. Because, you know, like I said a couple weeks to you ago, if the economy starts turning around, Obama's getting credit for it. They're not going to get, you know.
That's absolutely right. We know that. Thank you. It's all about the economy. And everybody knows that. All these politicians know that the economy turns around. 2012 looks a lot different to this current president. Stay with us.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
GCN and Battery Station are proud to participate in the 8th Annual Christmas Drive for the Troops. This year, we're sponsoring the 171st Alpha Troop Ghost Squadron Sniper Unit high up in the mountains of Afghanistan. The conditions will be cold and miserable for these terrorist hunters this Christmas, but we aim to provide these fine troops with the best Christmas possible. A list can be found at batterystation.com. That includes simple items like gloves, socks, unscented bar soap, toothbrushes, and other necessities. To see a list of more desired items or to make a donation, go to batterystation.com or call 417-257-7799 for more information on how to contribute and help show the 171st Alpha Troop that they may be thousands of miles away in the hills of Afghanistan, but they remain close to our hearts. GCN and Battery Station appreciate everyone's help letting the 171st know how much we care, and thank you from the land of the free and the home of the brave.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Across America, clearly the House goes to the Republicans and the Senate goes to the Democrats. Here's what it sounded like heading into the action today.
Confident about this race?
My opponent supports tax breaks for companies.
We win for you, and we're going to give you the best representation.
This election is about getting your freedoms back.
My opponent is on the side of the special interest.
They're trying to call you names.
The people of this state have no greater friend.
You want to send President Obama a big, loud message?
Thank you so much for supporting our efforts.
Victory brings even more challenges.
It's so refreshing to see black folk running for office.
So will there be gridlock in Washington? I already thought there was gridlock. Will we see anything get accomplished now that there has been a big switch? We've got a divided Congress. That's what's on tap. So what does it all mean as our futures hang in the balance? Because it's we the people, and these are our elected representatives. Never forget that. A couple of things that are worth mentioning here. What do the exit polls say about the Tea Party movement? That was one of the big themes heading into this midterm election. all of these candidates who knocked off the surefire winner in some cases, some thought, from the Republican Party, and came out of left field, and some of them came out of left field to win. Marco Rubio is one of them in Florida, wins the Senate seat there. And Rand Paul in Kentucky, a big win for him. So the Tea Party movement was a big factor in some of those Republican wins in some states. But now exit polls, this is what's so interesting to me. I love the exit polls to try to mine that information and see what it all means. The question was raised of whether the Tea Party and conservative are pretty much labels that mean the same thing to most voters. The exit polls showed that 41% of those voting in House races on Tuesday said they support the Tea Party. 31% of the voters said they oppose the Tea Party. And then there was just that quarter of voters who didn't have really any kind of a position on it one way or another. Those that associated with the Tea Party voted overwhelmingly Republican this year, backing Republican candidates over Democrats. Check out the margin. This is not a surprise, right? 87% to a mere 11%. So as a percentage of the total electorate, the Tea Party contingent ranged from the highs of 47% in Texas to 32% in California and just 26% in Hawaii. Nationally in the House races, the Tea Party movement gave a huge, huge attaboy to Republican candidates in some districts. But the movement, I guess, the Tea Party movement doesn't have that negative image that the Republican Party itself has. Now, this is all exit poll information. 31% of voters said they opposed the Tea Party movement, right? 53% said they had an unfavorable image of the Republican Party. That's a big gap. 31% opposing the Tea Party to 53% saying negative things about the Republicans in general. So nearly all Tea Party Republicans say the government is involved in too many things, and as a first step, 92, check out this number, not a surprise either, 92% want the health care overhaul repealed. Tea Party Republicans also are opposed to same-sex marriage. That would be 84% are against it. Two-thirds of them say the economic stimulus hurt the country. And this is just all information that's been picked up from the voting areas, the different voting areas, obviously, in the exit polls. In Indiana, I'm just going to give you some other stuff here I think that's juicy. In Indiana, the Republicans picked up a Democratic-held Senate seat. 45% told exit poll interviewers that they support the Tea Party movement. Remember, Indiana narrowly backed Barack Obama for president in 2008. Here's what's going to happen. In the push to reelect Barack Obama, some of these states are changing colors. And that means to me, especially in the South, it's looking like the South is going completely across the board Republican. So when 2012 comes around, that'll be a much tougher run, I think, at some of those states. And, of course, it's all about the economy. If the economy is not doing well and there's still these unemployment problems, people are going to vote that way. And ultimately, who is going to be the Republican candidate? Who's going to be that challenger? And names have surfaced from Newt Gingrich to Mitt Romney to, you know, some of the usual suspects, and including throwing out Sarah Palin. But Sarah Palin says no, you know, no, not really. She doesn't really want it. If nobody else wants it, geez, I'll do it. You know, interesting too, in Pennsylvania, Pat Toomey was locked in that tight race with the Democrat Joe Sestak, who Sestak got a lot of support from Barack Obama, and Tea Party supporters accounted for about 39% of the electorate, and as in Indiana, 89% of them backed the Republican. And Toomey really fits the Tea Party a mold, if you will, what the Tea Party represents. And the reason why is because if you look from the financial side of it, fiscally conservative, also a former head of a small government, low tax advocacy group, the Club for Growth, and he is the picture perfect candidate really for the Tea Party. So it's interesting too. What would have happened with Specter if he had stayed in this? But of course he was knocked out, so he wasn't even part of the equation. But Specter had beaten Toomey in the Republican primary 6 years ago. Specter, of course, lost the Democratic primary to Sestak because no matter what he says, I think he jumped to the other side, flipped back again in hopes that he would be able to run and thought he was going to win it, and he did not win it. So what are your thoughts from these midterm elections? You can certainly share them with us. Give us a jingle here on America Tonight. You know, the number 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. We're going to go to the mailbag coming up in our next segment because a lot of you had things to say about voting and what it was like for you today and what you thought the turnout was like. Remember, heading into this, I said one of my concerns was how many people were going to vote. How many people were going to come out? We don't know that number for sure. Where I vote, it seemed like more people. Like the crowd was bigger, and I had to wait 45 minutes. Never in my entire life have I had to wait 45 minutes. Usually when I've voted, it's been a couple of minutes, and that's it. Boom, I'm out. In this, and I've done early voting, so of course that's a different thing. But this was the longest in any state I've lived in, whether it was New Mexico or California or Pennsylvania or New Jersey or some of the other places, Nebraska. This is the longest that I've had to wait. Democrats had a big win in West Virginia, where the governor Joe Manchin wins, and that's a huge win for them. Certainly, for Manchin, it was a big win. And also in Connecticut, Richard Blumenthal beats the World Wrestling Entertainment guru or money woman, Linda McMahon. So that was very, very big. You know, 88% were worried about the economy in Connecticut. Like everywhere else, that's not a surprise. But they didn't pound the Democrat for it. And a lot of other spots, that's why the Democrat lost, because of the economy. In fact, he won the vote by 54% to 45%. Now, the exit polls show a strong disenfranchisement, I guess is the word to use, disenfranchised with the president in red states and even some in his home state of Illinois. So that was big, showing that some people were so upset with Obama, and especially in Illinois, because 48% disapprove of the president's performance compared with 51% who approve him. So voters have been killed, clobbered by the economy. You know, you look at Nevada, 14% unemployment, really double-digit unemployment in most parts of the country. 4 in 10 saying someone in their household, 4 in 10 saying somebody has lost a job or been laid off in the past 2 years, you know, higher than the 3 in 10 nationally who say the same thing. That's a big deal, and this was a big deal heading into the election, which gives you a clue as to what can happen, like I said, in 2012 if we see the same thing. It's the economy, and the economy. We can talk about other issues. We can talk about gay marriage, and we can talk about the abortion issue always comes up. We can talk about, even bigger than that, immigration or the situation with the wars, Afghanistan now. But really, it all comes down to the big E, and that's the economy. We're checking the mailbag, and we'll take your calls, too, next on America Tonight, 800-259-5791.
Nine years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered heart and body extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Special announcement for our Renaissance Charge customers. Have you ever wondered what it would take to make your car run on 100% electric power? What about making a motor into a generator? How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you money? Because you, our customers, asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Conference Workshop on November 13th and 14th at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but for the first time, you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Register now while there's still room left to participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy Tesla technology. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Well, party, and confused, because lately you've been starting to losing out on everything you might try to do. Bad luck, fellas, got to hold on you. Spend your money, about to lose your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own. All them is plain mistakes that chances go around. And if you want to know the truth about it, I'll tell you what's wrong with you. God, yeah, got bad love. Bad love. Bad love.
Well, Jerry Brown didn't have the bad luck. He had the good luck in the California election. He's governor again. He held that seat 30 years ago, at the time the youngest governor of California. Now he's going to be the oldest governor of California. So Meg Whitman spent a fortune to try to get that seat. She did not win the seat. Part of the problem, I think, she had a nightmare on her hands with a maid who was illegally in the country. And that information was pumped out all over the place a couple of weeks ago, and she was asked about it and had a hard time dancing around it because, of course, she was anti-immigration and trying to kind of swerve, you know, maneuver around that, especially in California, couldn't get away from it, and had a hard time ever since then, I think. It seemed like the race was a lot closer, and then it kind of slipped away after that, just slipped through her fingers. Now, Brown could have won anyway, because it was neck and neck, according to the polls, but I think that hurt her even more. One thing's for sure, of all the exit poll information that we talk about, and I just went through a whole rigmarole of that, I think it's fascinating to find out, because the more you find out about the voters, of course, politicians want to know that, But the more you find out about voting, the more interesting it becomes to me. We've got pessimism all over the place, and you've got older voters who were out there. 62% of the voters said the economy was the most important issue facing the country. Of course, 56 say it's in the wrong track, but what's interesting is 65 and older, that was the makeup. It was the gray vote. 25% of the electorate was 65 and over, a big jump from 2008. In 2008, do you know only 15% 65 and over? 15 to 25, that's huge. Younger voters were out of this. They didn't respond to any of the pleas from the Democrats, especially who were pushing, or from Obama, the president. They were trying to really rock the young vote again because that helped Obama when he won a couple of years ago. This time, the young vote, which would be considered 18 to 29, only accounted for, they say, 10% of the voters. Do you know, in 2008, that number was almost 20%. 18% was the official number. So, and only 3% of the voters said they were voting for the first time. That's also a drop off from 2008. Look at the difference there. 11% say they were first time voters. First time voters. And I think what happened is after the bailouts of the banks, ooh, banks too big to fail. And what happened with the auto industry, the stimulus program, most voters, when they were asked about it, especially, of course, the Republican variety, are sour on the idea that government has to do what has to fix what ails the U.S. economy, because obviously the stimulus blew up in the face of so many. And certainly, I mean, this is a crazy thing. You look at unemployment. I was thinking about this today. You look at unemployment, and of course, in Nevada, it's higher. I keep saying the same number. It's, you know, 14%. But let's say a couple of years ago, when 2008, unemployment was at 7%. Across the board, let's call it 7% when Obama was running and McCain, when they were both running. And, of course, Obama wins. So that was the whole thing, more jobs, the economy, all of that, naturally. So 7% was the unemployment. The unemployment jumps up to almost 10%, and then all the spending goes on, and the stimulus is a flop. So clearly, it's not working. Clearly, as much as you can pin, okay, I inherited some of this mess, which you could do. This was a handoff from the previous administration. Those numbers don't lie. If you're the person coming in, it's like I always say, if you want the job of president, if you want the job of Congress representative, or you want to be the senator, the buck stops with you, because that's what you're agreeing to do. Change might be tough, or trying to figure out ways to combat all that ails America and Americans is obviously a big job, but then you can't run for that job. I mean, that's your report card. Results are the report card of the people who are in office. Compare it to your own lives. What are you based on? What is it that you're based on at your own work or your own business? Results. We're results-oriented, right? We have to be. To run a business, certainly you have to be. To run a government, it has to be that. So will this hurt the Democrats the next time around, because we'll be talking about a presidential election then? This was split. Now you've got split chambers. House goes Republican, and the Senate goes Democrat. Plenty of you had a lot to say, sending me emails throughout the night. Without further ado, let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ooh. All right. Without further ado, let's do it. So here's a question from Zachary in Vermont. Kate, what was the scoop on the Tea Party? Do you think they were a success, a failure, or somewhere in between? I would say a success. The reason I would say a success is because the Tea Party is this movement that starts up, and, oh, we're unhappy with our taxes, and we want smaller government, and we have a few nutballs, and we have a few serious people. We have some Democrats. We have some Republicans. We have these rallies all over the country. We have one big fat rally, thanks to Glenn Beck, who sets a lot of people on their ear by getting so many people to come out to the Washington Mall. But the reason it would be a success is because you had people who were elected that came out of seemingly nowhere, didn't have much of a political background. And you'd go back to the primaries where the so-called Tea Party candidate won in the primary, knocking off sometimes the very familiar name, and then going on to win. That's the key. If they went on to win, like Pat Toomey in Pennsylvania, Rand Paul in Kentucky, Marco Rubio is another great example of that in Florida. Charlie Crist figured as the governor, and because a lot of people did like Crist and weathered some of his political storms, he figured if he went independent that he would have a great chance to win that Senate seat, and of course he didn't. Rubio ended up taking that. So I would say, yes, Zachary, I would say the Tea Party did have some success. Now, the question is, what happens with this movement? What happens now when you have these people who get elected? They're elected now. So do they turn their back on the Tea Party ideas? Because remember, when you're getting elected, you've got these promises. Do you stick to your promises? What happens when you actually have to wear the shoes and you have to run the battles and try to win the battles when you get into the position in Washington? A lot easier said than done. That's when you're really going to be able to judge what happened with the Tea Party, I think. All right, here's one from Jake listening to us in Texas. Kate, I know and you know what happened in Texas. No surprise about the governor there. Governor Goodhair wins easily over Bill White. I'm sure your listeners don't care so much about Texas. What I'm wondering is, what does it mean when Harry Reid gets to hold on? That's crazy what happened in Nevada. Well, it's interesting. Reid did hang on, and that's what I would call it, because it was pretty close. And I think he was, well, I don't think, I know from people who have been around Reid that he was in knots about what was going to happen, reading the polls and whatnot. And, of course, Michelle Obama ran down to Nevada to try to help him. And I think that what it shows is again, goes to that whole Tea Party thing. How does this woman, Sharon Angle, get that close to knocking off someone who is an incumbent for 28 years? I think it shows that people are upset with what's happening in the country, upset enough that some people were elected without the political machine behind them, and some of the incumbents almost lost their seats. What's going to be interesting is gearing up now for 2012. Good times, my friends. I hope that vote is higher, though, than 40%. We don't know that number yet. That's still a mystery.
Worse? How can they get any worse? Take a look around you, Alan. We're at the threshold of hell. Idiot! It's simple!
I've got a really bad hangover, so if you aren't willing to have a sensible conversation, I'm just going to shut the curtains.